Here's today's In Touch reflection. Listen and respond with courage.
Today's reflection is based on verses 1 through 8 of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the body's parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. However, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them properly. If prophecy, in proportion to one's faith. If service, in the act of serving. Or the one who teaches, in the act of teaching. Or the one who exhorts, in the work of exhortation. The one who gives, with generosity. The one who is in leadership, with diligence. The one who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
Sometimes, God calls those of us who are believers to participate in His mission in unusual or even confusing ways. These situations might ask us to step outside of our normal manner of doing things and take a risk, give sacrificially, inconvenience ourselves, or even suffer for the sake of others. Have you ever felt called to go beyond your routine to do something extraordinary? For some Christians, this might look like answering a call to move overseas and share the gospel with unreached people groups. For others, it could mean giving more than usual to help their church or community meet a need. Or perhaps it involves taking a risk to support and come alongside someone who is struggling. Not all of us are called to make big, overt gestures, but we all can try to listen with courage, trusting God to guide us in how we use His gifts, whatever that may look like. Think about it. Can you remember a time when God asked you to take a step that made you uncomfortable or even fearful? How did you deal with it? 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 encourages us to be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. What would it look like to listen to God with courage?